Harper Audio presents Hero at Large by Janet Ivanovich. Performed by C.J. Crit. Chapter 1. Chris Nelson muttered an indiscernible oath and expelled the cloud of frost into the bone-chilling early morning air. Even in the inky pre-dawn blackness, it was clear that a new splotch of oil had mysteriously grown beneath her battered tan hatchback during the night. She plunged her key into the lock and wrenched the dented, rusting door open, then slid behind the wheel and tried the ignition. Nothing. "Just start one more time, and tomorrow I'll get you fixed," she pledged, knowing full well that it was an empty promise. She didn't believe in getting cars fixed. She felt too hopelessly intimidated by car mechanics. As a world-class athlete, she'd conducted media interviews with the aplomb of a seasoned celebrity. She'd displayed good-humored optimism as a runner-up and honest satisfaction as a winner, and earned a worldwide reputation for her feisty personality and quick wit under pressure. But she knew in her heart of hearts that while she could hold her own with the President of the United States, she would never be a match for a man holding an air wrench. She cringed at the memory of her last experience when she'd paid an exorbitant amount to fix a glomus, while meekly suspecting that no such part existed. Nope, she decided, keeping her thoughts silent and thus secret from the car. It was much more sensible simply to drive the dying machine into the ground, walk away from it with whatever dignity she could muster, and buy a new one. She gingerly tried the ignition one more time and almost cheered out loud when it caught. She pulled away from her Fairfax, Virginia townhouse with a glorious feeling of victory, closing her eyes to the red light flashing on the dashboard. Dismissing the clouds of gray smoke as condensation, she bravely eased the sputtering car onto the highway. 10 minutes later, when she stopped for a red light on the Little River Turnpike, the car shuddered, belched an acrid blast of opaque exhaust, and stalled out. Chris felt her heart drop to her stomach. "Please," she whispered, wrapping her fingers gently around the steering wheel. "Tell me you're not ready for the big junkyard in the sky." She narrowed her eyes and patted the dashboard. "I'll let you rest a minute, and then we'll try again." The light changed. Traffic rushed past in the November gloom. Northern Virginia was en route to the Pentagon and downtown D.C. Chris held her breath and tried again. Nothing. "Damn it." She peered into her rearview mirror at headlights, waiting patiently behind her. Throwing her hands up in frustration, she punched the button that turned on the emergency flashers. The lights shining into her back window were high. Probably a truck. That was good. Men who drove trucks always knew a lot about car engines, she reasoned. She watched hopefully as the driver emerged and strode toward her, then shifted her gaze to the flashing red light she'd so easily ignored only minutes ago. Knuckles rapped on Chris's side window. "Got a problem?" Chris's eyes stayed glued to the warning light on her dash. "It just suddenly stopped. I think it might have something to do with this little red light."
"Why don't you try to kick it over one more time?"
She turned the key and listened morosely to the churning motor.
Stop.
Only thing in decent working order on this whole crummy car is the stupid warning light, Chris muttered through gritted teeth. Her peripheral vision registered a shift of weight, and she felt, rather than saw, the grin of good-humored masculine resignation.
Maybe we should push it over to the shoulder, and I'll take a look under the hood.